Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, there's no such thing as an easy conversation. Take what happened in Newton this week. Reform Synagogue Temple Beth Avoda abruptly canceled an event with Jeremy Ben-Ami, the executive director of J Street, which is a lobbying group with progressive views on Israel. The temple's rabbi, Keith Stern, said he was, quote, utterly blindsided by the anger over Ben-Ami. In response to what the rabbi called a small but influential group, synagogue leaders decided that the talk would be held at a nearby school instead. Stephen Moss, editor of the Jewish Advocate, was scheduled to conduct the conversation with Ben-Ami.
I didn't expect this to happen with a Reform synagogue, but when it comes to Israel, its opinion in the Jewish community is very divided. People are very passionate.
And Jeremy Ben-Ami joins us on the line from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I understand you'll be getting on a plane soon because you are headed here to Boston. You won't be speaking at Temple Beth Avoda tonight as planned. You're coming to Boston, though, to speak and hold that event at a nearby school instead. What was your reaction to the temple's decision to cancel?
Well, I was really saddened because I think it is not a good sign in the American Jewish community when some, a very small number, are able to shut down debate and dialogue on some very, very important issues relating to American policy toward Israel and that specifically affect the future of Israel and the American Jewish community. And we need to have the discussion and the debate.
Has this happened to you before?
It has. In all throughout the states, in communities around the country, people are not used to hearing a variety of voices when it comes to supporters of Israel. We believe in a two-state solution and in peaceful resolution of the conflict with the Palestinians and believe that requires compromise and sacrifice, and often that leads to some very difficult discussions within the Jewish community, and there are many out there, they're small in number, but they're very vocal, who would prefer that we just not have the conversation.
Compromise and sacrifice how? Why do you think you've become such a lightning rod?
Well, you know, I think that this is a conversation we're not used to having out front and publicly in the Jewish community. Israel's future is on the line. American national interests are on the line.
You know, it's not just some of your ideas about the Israelis and Palestinians that have been called into question, but your credibility has also been questioned after you admitted that your organization did accept donations from philanthropist and Israel critic George Soros. You had denied that he was a donor. Why did you deny that?
What we said, and, you know, I admit and I apologize if people were misled, but he was accused of being the person who started J Street and of funding it at its launch. And at the time of our launch, we made it very clear he was not a funder at the launch. He was not one of the initiators. And he had, in fact, publicly said that he was not going to support the creation of this organization. We had always said that we would be open to accepting his funding. But since no other organization that has our tax status and does the work we do reveals its donors, we did not feel an obligation to publicly come forward and state who our donors are. Whether or not that's a good law, we can have a different interview on a different morning about that, but that's the law. And we decided to comply with that and not go beyond.
Right, but it wasn't just not disclosing. It was very clearly saying that Soros was not a donor and then finding out that he was.
Actually, what we specifically said was that he did not fund us at launch. We said we would be very happy to take his funding after the launch. And the only thing on our website and the only questions we were ever asked was, in terms of the media, was whether or not he had funded us at the beginning. And very few people asked us that question after we launched. But I did not proactively, and the organization did not proactively, and we still don't, come out with all of our funders for this part of the work that we do. Our political work on the PAC side and our work on the 501c3 charitable side, we do reveal the donors because, in fact, that's required by law.
And why don't you do it on the other side?
Because nobody else does, and there's no real reason to open up another line of attack for critics when, in fact, nobody else does. And so that's the law, and we comply with it.
Do you regret the way that this particular issue of funding has been handled? Because haven't you essentially given critics ammunition to use against you?
No, I don't, because as long as other organizations don't, I don't feel any obligation for us to. I do think it is a distraction. The real issue here is what is the future for Israel? What is the right course for American foreign policy for those of us who are deeply connected and love Israel, connected to and love Israel.
Jeremy Ben-Ami, thanks very much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you very much for having me.